Now let's lead off with a strategy session for Unit 5 schools, which are facing a budget crunch and the need for either more revenue, major cuts, or a little bit of both. At a Unit 5 Finance Committee meeting last night, school board members sketched out the need for a community task force and possibly a consultant that could lobby the public for passage of a revenue-raising referendum in 2020. School board members acknowledged it won't be easy to build community-wide support for additional revenue. Here's board president Barry Hitchens.
It's going to be hard sell. You will have some people who will be, yes, we're funding schools, but you're also going to have that other end of the spectrum where it's absolutely not, I'm already paying too much to Unit 5.
Unit 5 is trying to fix a structural deficit in its key education fund, now around $10 million. Unit 5 leaders have a few options. Could use a referendum to ask voters to raise property taxes or approve a 1% sales tax. District could also lay off teachers and cut programs, though that would enlarge class sizes. The Finance Committee discussed hosting community input sessions at schools around Unit 5 and developing a list of answers to frequently asked questions to stop misinformation from taking root. Titchin says it's all about figuring out what kind of school district the community wants to have.
In doing that, that helps us figure out where our expenses need to be. And then once we know where our expenses need to be, then we could figure out revenue streams to match those expenses.
Superintendent Mark Daniels suggested Unit 5 begin collecting names for the task force that'll guide community outreach about the options. Daniel also floated the possibility of hiring a consultant to help oversee the effort. Hitchens countered that outside experts don't understand our community. He says a consultant may not even be needed.
I'm sure if we each thought about people we knew within the community, we could find project managers, finance people, communication specialist, all who would be willing to chip in and help guide and execute whatever effort we need to undertake.
Unit 5 officials say they face a December 29th deadline to get something on the March 2020 ballot.